It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The Midday Show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here, of course, till 1 o'clock, Maggie and Bart will come your way. The Renaissance Man, Brian Riscona, the great Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses, you know where. Only at ShopRite. Bro, the Yankees in big trouble right now as they lose yesterday. 8-3, game 4 to the Astros is down 3-1 in this series. And as you said yesterday, the bottom line through 4 games in this series is the Yankees just haven't hit. I mean, that's really the bottom line. I mean, I understand the home runs given up by Tanaka and Green yesterday. I get all of that. The defense wasn't good. I understand. But that's really the bottom line here to this point on this series with the Yankees.
You know, when you don't hit against Justin Verlander, you say, okay, it's Justin Verlander. Even against some of the better Astro relievers, like Roberto Osuna, like Will Harris, you get it. When you miss out on opportunities against Gerrit Cole, and they did. They missed out on a million opportunities, not just guys on base, but fat pitches that he left up. Again, it's Gerrit Cole. Guy may win the Cy Young. Yesterday was disgraceful. I'm sorry. I've got respect for what Zach Greinke's done in his career. I do. We talked about it yesterday. The guy may end up in the Hall of Fame. Zach Greinke was not good yesterday, and the Yankees failed. And the Yankees not only missed out on opportunities in which they had guys on base, they missed out, Joe, on 91-mile-an-hour fastballs right down the middle. They missed out on Zach Greinke having an inning yesterday in the first inning that he never has. He walked 3 guys. That's bizarre. 2 of them were on 4 freaking pitches.
Yeah, and he only got 1 run. Huge. Only 1 run out of that, you know?
They let him off the hook. Yep. And look, Greinke did a fine job after that till he ran into trouble in the 5th inning. But even in the 1-2-3 innings, there were fat pitches to be had. And the Yankees just failed. And so, yeah, there are a lot of things the Yankees did wrong yesterday. The manager had a brain fart by going to Adam Ottavino. Mm-hmm. What the hell are you doing? The defense was an embarrassment.
Terrible.
It was an embarrassment. And it started, and you know, I know a lot of Yankee fans want to rip John Smoltz. Let me give John Smoltz a lot of credit, because when a play is made, we just kind of move on. Gleyber Torres was lazy on that ground ball to second base. Get off your ass, get up, and make a throw. You got bailed out by DJ LeMahieu.
He also didn't come through in a very big spot against, who was it, Peacock, I guess, was the guy that relieved Greinke.
Brian Presley.
Presley, that's the guy.
Yeah. Right. Oh, dude, Gleyber Torres had a rough night. Not just the defense that we brought up. I didn't even bring up the error. I just brought up him being lazy and being bailed out by DJ LeMahieu.
He had some chances last night, and even in the first inning, he swung at the first pitch with a couple guys on and popped out.
Yeah, no doubt.
So there's a couple opportunities he had in this game, Torres.
The reason why I guess I'm less angry about that is
because he's hit.
Had a bad day.
He did.
Being lazy on defense, there's no excuse for.
No.
That just can't happen.
Right.
Not in a game in which you have to win. But you're right, Joe. Gleyber Torres failed. They put him in the cleanup spot. They moved Aaron Hicks to 3.
Yep.
And look, Aaron Hicks got on base 3 times. I mean, Aaron Hicks did not have a bad day. The 2 times he made out were leading off innings. It wasn't with guys on base. He drew 2 walks, had that little blue pit in the first inning. But the Yankees, throughout this series, and it's almost historic, can't buy a big hit. They're 1 for their last, I think it's 25 with runners in scoring position. But here's the worst part. You know what that one hit was? The one hit that they had was the hit that Correa picked up and threw home to get LeMahieu. Remember the ball to second base?
Yeah, you're talking about game 2 now.
Yeah, that's the hit.
Yeah, right.
So we're not talking about some big double up the alley here.
Right.
We're talking about an infield hit that turned in and went out. So they did a lot of things badly last night. But the reason why they're down 3-1, the reason why it's likely, nothing's a guarantee, but likely that they're going to go home early, is they can't hit. They cannot hit. And it's inflicted on everybody right now. You know, Aaron Judge struck out in a big spot.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's making out in big spots.
Both games. In both the last couple games, he struck out in big spots.
Yeah.
Judge.
And look, I think the moment that really jumps out at you is the first inning. with Gary Sanchez because they could have knocked Greinke out of the game. A.J. Hinch had bullpen action in the first inning.
I thought they were poised for a big inning in the first inning. I got to tell you, I really did. He walked the leadoff batter. And, you know, anytime you walk the leadoff batter in an inning, you know, runs usually score. Now, they did get a run. But generally, that's a recipe for disaster. And I thought the Yankees, I thought the Astros were very fortunate to get out of that inning only down 1-0.
They needed to score more than one run,
No doubt about
it. Because not only are you right that when you issue a leadoff walk, you're asking for trouble. That leadoff walk was on four pitches ahead of Aaron Judge.
Yep.
When you issue back-to-back walks, and the at-bat to Gardner, there were some pitches close. But overall, I mean, is that Greinke?
I thought the Encarnacion bat in the first inning, I thought he struck him out twice, to be honest
with you. Close.
They were very close.
Very,
pitches.
Very close.
They were.
Gardner, he walked on four pitches.
Yeah, no. He was, and they weren't even close to him.
And they had to. Gary Sanchez, and I know he hit the home run later, had to come through in that spot. The team was due. He was due.
Yep.
They had a chance to get Zach Greinke out of the game in the first inning. And if you give Tanaka, even a shaky Tanaka, a four-run lead, he's not going to blow it. And the Yankees are going to win, and we're talking about something completely different. So I know a lot of other things happened in this game. I mean, look at the fifth inning. They had bases loaded one out with Glaber and Edwin coming up.
Yep.
That's when A.J. Hinch got aggressive with his bullpen and said, I'm not sticking around letting Greinke fail
Which
here.
Was the right move there.
No doubt. And he goes to a guy in Ryan Pressly who has struggled over the last 2 months, and he got the job done after he walked Hicks.
Two big strikeouts.
Huge, huge strikeouts.
Yep.
But the Yankees' failure to get – I mean, it's obvious. I know we're not, you know, breaking news here, but they're – inability to get the big hit is why they're where they are.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And so much for home field in this series, huh? Maybe that bodes well for the Yankees if they can find a way to win today because the home field has not been very very kind to either team.
No,
really.
And you would think facing Zach Greinke and then a big part of the Astro bullpen, you know, you're getting Pressly and James and Harris and Smith and eventually Osuna.
Yeah, they did a good job.
That you would break through. And they had golden opportunities to do it. And you know what was I'm sitting there for 4 hours watching this game, and the series is not over.
No.
I want to make that clear.
No. Plenty of teams have come back from 3-1, and we've seen teams come back from 3-1 winning the last two games on a road. So it's happened in the past.
It's happened a lot, and I think here's what it comes down to. I haven't seen as much as you, Joe, but I've seen a lot, and I've seen enough to never declare, that's it. You know,
No.
I mean, come on.
No.
Look, we've all seen enough.
If it was 3-0, I know it's happened once, but if it was 3-0, I'd probably feel a little different about it.
Sure.
But 3-1, you know, they still got a puncher's chance to pull this out.
Like,
now they're going to have to beat Verlander and Cole.
I get it.
Both of them.
Sure.
Or at least, you know, outlast them and, you know, however, win the game. But it's not impossible.
And it's also just something when you've seen things happen. And again, I haven't been around for 100 years, but when you've seen things happen, it's tough to just say, well, this can't happen. You know, the Chicago Cubs were down 3-1. They had to face Corey Kluber in a game 7 and go back to Cleveland for 6-7.
Yep,
they faced Bauer in game 5.
Right.
I think I forget who they faced in game 6. It was nobody great. And then Kluber in game 7.
But there's a perfect example. Team down 3-1 going on a road and winning the last two games on a road.
The guy was Josh Tomlin. Thank you, Ernie, who's now in the Brave bullpen.
Yes.
And they came back. I saw the Marlins come back from 3-1 down. So I just want to make that clear to everybody.
Yep.
I get if you're a Yankee fan, you're down in the dumps.
3-1 down has happened many times.
It can happen.
Many times.
And all you need is one win, and trust me, your confidence is different.
This
series is not over. But as I'm watching the tail end of this game, and we're all thinking the same thing, wow, it's all about the offense, it's all about the offense. I started thinking, what are Yankee fans going to even want during the offseason to fix an offense?
Right.
That scored a ton of runs.
Right.
To fix an offense, Joe, that did not lead the league in strikeouts. That was not in the top 5 in strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
That was not even in the top 10 in strikeouts. The strikeout thing, which we've brought up a lot, was not their problem this year. And even in this series hasn't been their problem. I know they struck out a lot last night. But coming into this series, I think Smoltz mentioned it. I think the Astros and Yankees have struck out the exact same amount of times. How do you fix guys who performed in the regular season not performing in October? How do you fix that? How do you fix the fact that Didi Gregorius, who's always been a postseason performer, Joe, hasn't performed outside of the Grand Slam?
I thought Smoltz made a tremendous point last night when he was talking about the difference and all the analytics of a 162-game season and the difference now when you're playing playoff baseball and how there's really, really very little correlation between 162-game analytics mindset and what happens in these short series. Where now you're facing better pitching. Generally, the best pitchers is you're facing because most of the teams that are in this have, you know, top flight pitching for the most part.
Right.
And how everything really changes with that. And I thought that was a great point by Smoltz. I mean, he made that. It was early in the game, maybe the second or third inning he said that. But I thought he's onto something with that.
And I think what that means is that if the Yankees lose this series and we start diagnosing what they have to do, the answer is, okay, go get frontline starters, which I know a lot of Yankee fans think about anyway.
Yeah.
But as far as
Cole's the guy they got to make, they got to go after.
And very rarely does a guy that good get the free agency.
That's right.
Jacob DeGrom's not getting a free agency.
No. Thank
so
God.
That doesn't happen. That's why they needed to extend them.
Right.
But for this moment, for where they are right now, guys who need to perform haven't performed. And that doesn't mean you get rid of all of them. That doesn't mean you say, got to get rid of everybody. I mean, Didi Gregorius did not have a great year this year. We all know that. Right?
He missed a lot of time.
He did. So. He was coming back from a major
injury.
And
so that's why I almost gave him a little bit of a pass, because we've seen this. We saw this with Conforto a couple years ago. It took him a while to really get going coming back from the injury.
Well, but it has been a while now, Joe.
It has been.
And he has been. He had the big hit against Minnesota,
hits. Are you now on the fence about re-signing him?
I'm not.
Okay. I'm just asking.
I'm in the minority. I hear Yankee fans saying, boy, I got to reconsider Didi. You going to reconsider Didi because he's had a bad couple of weeks? I know he didn't have a great year, but I think for the season, Joe, your point is fair.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Coming back from injury.
Absolutely.
Do you really think, if any Yankee fan out there, you don't think Didi's clutch? Is that what you think's happening right now? You think he's Nick Swisher? No offense to Nick Swisher. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're diagnosing him with? I mean, so look around this lineup. Does Edwin stink? Edwin's been bad, no question, since the beginning of the division series. What does that mean? He can't perform in a big spot?
Right.
I mean, Gleyber Torres has been very good. He wasn't good last night.
No, even Judge. I mean, he had the home run in game two. I mean, outside of that, what has he really done in his
year? You want to get rid of Gary Sanchez? I know a lot of Yankee fans feel that way.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Who's the catcher?
Right.
So I just don't think you can look at all the guys failing and say, well, you got to go replace them. They're good.
Yep.
That's how the Yankees scored a million runs.
They won 100 and something games this year. I mean, they're obviously a very good team, but maybe they just ran into a better one. I mean, that's also possible, right?
I think even most Yankee fans knew, hey, the Astros are better.
Right.
They knew that.
Right.
It was, hey, they're close. They are close, but the Astros are better. But I think the way they are losing is got to just be infuriating. You've got guys just flat out not performing. You've got a collective unit unable to get the big hit time after time after time. And that's what's infuriating. I think if they lost this series in seven and the four games they lost were Verlander and Cole, we'd walk away saying, see, you got to get aces.
Yep.
Look at the Nationals.
They do, though.
Look at the
Astros.
But
they do, though.
I totally agree.
But they do.
I think every team does. I think pitching still matters.
Yeah, of course it matters. Of course.
I think big-time pitching still matters.
I mean, let's be honest about it. If we let's assume, and we should never assume anything, but if Houston does wind up in a World Series, look at the two teams in a World Series and look at the starting pitching they have.
Sure.
If you want to just look at that from that point of view.
No, you're not wrong. And I think that, look, there are exceptions to every rule. The Kansas City Royals did not have elite starting pitching.
That's right.
And they got to back-to-back World Series, and they won one. Nothing is perfect. But,
going back 100 years, the Big Red Machine didn't have elite starting pitching.
Right.
But they had an all-time lineup, and they had a ridiculously good bullpen.
Sure.
You don't have to have it. But, boy, it helps if you do.
Look, the Yankees could have and could win this series without a big-time ace.
That's right.
Even though Tanaka mostly pitches like one when they let him pitch.
Right.
They just haven't performed at a high level this offense. And as far as Boone's concerned, here are the two things about Aaron Boone I want to say. And one I admit is not fair. What I'm about to say is not very fair, but I thought about it. I just want to be honest. All I heard about concerning Joe Girardi was how he's tight. He's nervous. He's anxious. And that creates kind of an anxious atmosphere in the locker room. Didn't we hear that?
Yep.
How'd the Yankees look last night?
Yeah, they did.
Did they look?
I think they're feeling it. I think Boone is feeling the pressure.
Okay.
I mean, let's be honest. If you're Aaron Boone right now, and now you got your second consecutive 100-win season, and now you're one loss away from being eliminated again. Obviously, you got to a later round this time. But being one loss away from being eliminated 2 years in a row, you know, you're starting to feel the pressure now a little bit because this team's about winning a championship now.
They played like a tight team last night.
I don't disagree.
All the way around.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Their defense stunk.
Very tight team last night.
They couldn't get a big hit.
Yep.
They were the definition of a tight team last night.
Very tight team. Yep.
And I'm not saying it's Aaron Boone's fault. I remember what I heard 2 years ago.
Yep.
This is and I'm hearing it now because Girardi's up for managerial jobs. That's for another day.
Right. Well.
Well, you know.
Should be today.
He's so intense.
Right.
So intense. Well, that looked like a tense team last night. And here's the other thing, and this is non-defendable. Don't even try to defend it. How can Aaron Boone go to Adam Ottavino last night?
Yeah, I didn't understand
that. How could he do that?
How are you doing that? What's the point of that?
Are you giving up on the game, Aaron?
I mean, what was it, three-run game at that point?
It was a three-run game.
You can't go to Ottavino there.
You can't do that. Are you giving up on the game? Adam Ottavino has been an out-and-out disaster, and you're bringing him in to face, Alex Bregman. Seems like a good idea.
Right.
It was a terrible idea. He should never have been in that game. And then he goes to CeCe, which, look.
It's unfortunate.
I don't have an issue with. Yes, it's heartbreaking what happened to CeCe. It is what it is.
If this is the way he's going to go out, you know, you didn't really want to see it that way, that's for sure.
No, and look. When CeCe walked off that mound and then he sat down in the dugout and he had his face in his glove and you could hear a pin drop at Yankee Stadium, and everybody respects CeCe Sabathia. You don't have to like the Yankees to respect this guy. In my brain, I said, this is fitting in a way because he's tough and he wanted the baseball in the biggest spot and he wasn't healthy and he knew it. I'm sure the Yankees knew it, but this kind of defines CeCe. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm saying it in an amazing way.
No, I know, of course.
That's who he was. So I know that the first reaction is, my God, this is the way it ends for CeCe. This was CeCe. Not only was he a great talent, a tremendous talent, an ace, a guy. Look, the Yankees don't win the World Series in 09 without CeCe.
No.
We all know
no,
that.
No, of course not.
But this was a part of him towards the end. Bad knee, shoulder, everything's bothering him. Give me the freaking baseball. I got to help. Oh, you want me to come in and face a lefty? I'll come in and face a lefty. I have great respect for CeCe Sabathia. This will not affect how we all think of him. In fact, it almost enhances him because it reminds you of how tough he is. That's the way I looked at it. It almost enhances him.
Kind of went out on
guy.
His sword.
That's
kind
right.
Kind of went out on the shield, I should
yes.
say.
Yes.
Yeah. That, yeah. No, I understand.
But to Adam Ottavino, he cannot be in that game. He cannot be in that game. I don't know how Aaron Boone decides to do that. How do you go to Adam Ottavino? The guy has been horrible in this postseason. He's been bad for longer than that. And you're in a rush to go to Ottavino and you let him face two hitters. Granted, the second hitter reached on an error. Boy, DJ LeMay, you had a rough day.
Very rough.
I don't care how much spin is on the baseball.
Yep.
I mean, it was just a bad day all the way around. And I know in baseball, Joe, we both say, it's tough to predict it. Rarely are we surprised because it is baseball. I'm surprised. I did not think they would lose last night.
I thought the Yankees would win last night. I completely agree. I was very – I thought for sure the Yankees were tying this series up last night, to be honest with you. They had the pitching advantage. In my mind, Tanaka's better than Greinke. Certainly in a big game, he is. And it just didn't happen. Because as we go back to, they're not hitting. That's
no.
the bottom line.
And as far as Tanaka's concerned, we all know he was not at his best last night. It was his worst postseason start of his career. He was due for one. Yep. I mean, my God, the guy had what was his ERA in the postseason?
Right. But it wasn't 1.32. It wasn't a horrific start.
It wasn't, and that's a part of how good he is.
Right.
That even in a game in which he had no splitter whatsoever, he kept him in the game. And if the Yankees score runs, we look at 5 innings, 4 runs, 3 earned very differently. We just do.
Yep.
It's the way it works.
Yep.
But the Yankees didn't score any runs, so instead we look at Tanaka leaving down in the game, which is what he did. But it was not his finest performance in the playoffs, but he wasn't all. He didn't get knocked out in the first or second inning. It was a 5-inning, 4-run, 3-earned kind of performance. And give the Astros credit. They've walked in a Yankee stadium, and they have performed.
Yep. They have.
And now they're a win away from getting back to the World Series for the second time in 3 years. We'll get to your calls next. Carl Banks on the Giants. We'll make our NFL picks in the 12 o'clock hour. So still plenty of elements from Football Friday. And how about what happened
Patrick
last
Mahomes.
Night? Yeah, with Patrick Mahomes.
On a quarterback sneak, no less.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. We'll get to that coming up as well. Beningo and Roberts here in the midday.